If you've ever watched The Colbert Report on Comedy Central, you're probably familiar with something called the Colbert Bump.
The rest of you know that the Colbert Bump is the curious phenomenon whereby anyone who appears on this program gets a huge boost in popularity, causing them to win elections, receive major awards, even get laid.
Stephen Colbert proclaiming the truthiness of the Colbert Bump. Well, now someone has actually taken time to prove that there is, in fact, a Colbert Bump in the real world, and that person is here now. He's Professor James Fowler at the University of California at San Diego. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You actually did a study on the Colbert Bump?
I did. it's funny because, anyone who watches the show realizes that this is all tongue-in-cheek. On the other hand, there's that point where the tongue-in-cheek part of it becomes so well-known that it actually becomes influential. And so I was really just wondering if underneath all of these claims that there was a Colbert Bump, if there actually was a bump.
So how did you do this study?
The very first thing you want to do is you want to compare each person who went on the show to someone who's similar. Someone who's either an incumbent or a challenger, someone who's a Democrat or Republican, and someone who's been earning money at about the same clip as the other person prior to going on the show.
And so what did you find?
Well, so what we found was that there actually is a Colbert bump in campaign donations. When you look 30 days after being on the show, the Democratic candidates earned about 44% more in campaign donations than the matched candidates that we compared them to. And it didn't seem to be much of a bump for Republicans, but we did find one for Democrats.
Professor Fowler, though, wouldn't that be chalked up just to simple publicity, that if any candidate goes on any TV show or makes any public appearance, they're going to get more attention and maybe more political donations?
That's certainly true, but we found a difference for this show between Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats who are willing to go on the show were actually doing much worse prior to coming on the show, which means that they were interested in taking a risk. The Republicans were actually doing much better than average before they came on the show, which means that they had to feel very secure in their campaigns in order to be willing to risk being made fun of by Stephen Colbert.
Although Ron Paul, Mike Huckabee, Stephen Colbert claims both of those Republicans got the bump.
Yes. They were both polling at 1% before they went on the show, and Huckabee went to 3% and Paul went to 2%. And so they were doubled and tripled, respectively.
That's huge.
That is huge. But what's interesting with these candidates is that you can actually not only look at campaign donations, but you can look at the election outcomes. And this is not statistically significant. So what that means is we can't be sure that it's not a difference due to chance. But the candidates who went on the Colbert Report did get about 3% more in their elections than the matched candidates.
3% more of the votes.
That's right.
So I'm just wondering, since you're a fan of the show, if you didn't do this to kind of get on the show, do you want to be asked on?
I would love to be on the show. And in fact, I was wondering if on the show, if I should do the same thing that Stephen Colbert did for George Bush and say, Stephen Colbert, have a hot dog with me.
I'm not sure he listens to Day to Day, but hopefully he does. And we'll give him the Day to Day bump.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Professor James Fowler at UC San Diego. He has written a study called The Colbert Bump in Campaign Donations, More Truthful Than Truthy. The Day-to-Day Bump continues.